When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
middle children.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
I am serving pirate tea party. What do you call that person who Two-Face? That's what I'm Two-Faces.
Who's Two-Face?
I don't know. Is that a thing? Two-Face?
I don't get a lot of your references. I think you make them up.
I probably do. And I love that
Two-Face.
About
Two-Face. You said it like it. You're like, who's that? Oh, Two-Face. Yes, Two-Face.
Wasn't there like an evil person in Batman that was called Two-Face and he had like a split down the middle?
Joker?
Not the Joker.
I don't know. I wasn't watching fucking Batman, okay? I was working.
Okay. As a kid. Yeah, same. And you're serving, I was going to say, I don't, what would you say?
I would say, if you want to see what I'm serving, you should get on the Patreon and find out.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay.
That's where the video is. We're not giving this shit away for free.
No, God. If anything, we should save something and leave it to the imagination, you dirty whores. Now, how are you feeling today?
Not great. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
I know. I feel that. I woke up, you know when you have dreams that you can't wake up? Like in my dream, my eyes won't open.
That is my dream, that I don't wake up.
But yeah, all my dreams. I've been having vivid dreams. For days.
Me too.
I think there's something in the moon.
Can I tell you that I woke up at like 2:30 in the morning and like stood up to pee and I thought.
I saw your Insta. You thought there was the ring girl in your room.
It literally looked like some sort of like ghost, some like, and I literally was frozen in fear. I was
absolutely
standing in my room, frozen in fear, tears starting to roll down my eyes.
Because
I'm like, this is a, and it obviously was one of my wigs next to a ring light. But I literally, I don't know what it was going on. I think I had been having bad dreams too. So then when I woke up and it was.
That's traumatic.
It was.
That's trauma. That's trauma. I actually think, imagine a world where there's a superhero that their tears are like acid, because I'm like, my fighting style would be to sob. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, I don't know what you...
Okay, like if a robber came into my home, I know that my first reaction would be to cry. And so in this alternate reality, my tears would have to be acid or something so that it could actually help me in that situation. You know what I mean? Like acid girl, she cries tears.
And they fly off her face?
Maybe I have to wipe and spray. I don't know. They could fly. Who's to say?
Acid girl, she cries tears as opposed to crying. I think you have to workshop that a little.
A workshop. You know, it was just, it's a...
Acid girl who cries tears just sounds like a girl that does acid who cries.
And honestly, I'm sure that would also be me on acid. I don't know.
Maybe.
Have you ever done acid?
Yes.
Okay.
I have. It's.
Was it good for you?
No.
Yeah. Some people, I think someone told me, they're like, there's you before acid and you after acid. And I was like, ooh, what if one is better than the, like, yeah, that's, and so then I just got scared.
That sounds like someone who really loves acid.
I think so. They were really, but they were like, you could have a really bad trip or it could be great. And I was like,
I famously have had a terrible trip on mushrooms before.
What happened?
I was crying hysterically.
Yeah.
And it was the absolute worst. It was the worst. I like, just everything was terrible. I would like see things like, I can't even explain it. Like in the, and I was in like Amsterdam.
Oh.
And I like was wearing like a coat and I had nails at the time. But in this trip, like it, I was Cruella de Vil, but nobody, yes. Nobody was into it. No, it was, it oh. was, I was Cruella de Vil, but it was bad.
But like everyone hates her type thing.
And I was like, I have all of this land belongs to me. And I was like, but at what cost?
Oh, yeah.
And it was at what very cost? Crazy.
But kind of like a little Mufasa-esque. What is that?
What is what?
Oh, did you hear a beep?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to turn on my AC a little bit. I'm fucking
oh, sorry.
Hot.
I'm sorry. I'm also sweating. I have a wig on. And
as that, do I.
It's so, yeah, stunning. It's funny when you put a wig on, immediately I'm like, whoa, heat.
This wig.
Heat escapes from your head. Everybody knows
aren't
that.
Aren't these bangs fabulous?
They are really fabulous. They are. That was me with bangs.
This is Joe Dirt. Yeah. If he got a perm.
I love that. I love a Joe Dirt, you know? But yeah, I had weird dreams too. I think my dream was like I kept getting kidnapped.
Can you expand?
Like, yeah. Like I feel like I was having a dream where like, you know, chloroform?
Yes.
Okay. Where it was like either I was with someone and then they'd be like chloroform and I'd be like, son of a gun. Oh. Or then they'd like, I'd be like, is that chloroform behind your back? And then they'd like put a shot in me that would like tranquilize me. So like every time, and like I was just like, gosh, I can't get out of this situation.
Some might argue that it's that you're feeling a lack of control.
I mean, yeah, because I was like, what do you call it? Like, you know, being tossed around like a rag doll, which I mean is like a obviously a massive turn on for
yeah,
me.
I was just
so half
say,
of
what's
it
the
was
problem?
Like half of it was great, but the other half was like, can't you just get out of this situation, Jesse? Like, run for the love of God. But then I couldn't.
Well, maybe it is something in the moon. I don't know what's going on.
I think there's something in the moon, I'm telling you, because I had weird dreams last week. Like every night it's been a weird dream. Now, last night, truth be told, I did take a hit of a vape. And you know when you hit a vape actually so hard that you go from zero to I'm higher than I've been in months?
I never really experienced that with vapes, but I did a, have you ever done a dab?
What's a dab?
Okay, so it's like this thing that it's like weed wax, you know, like the wax okay. that they would put in the oil and things like this.
Okay.
And so you heat up, it's like you buy it as like a tub of wax and then okay. it's like a pipe, but it looks a little bit too much like a crack pipe.
Okay.
Which should have been
fun.
My inkling not to do it.
Sure.
But
sure.
I was at a and it's just weed, but I was at a bachelorette party and one of the girls like swore by it. And another one
you
of the girls.
You want to be fun at a bachelorette party.
Another one of the girls was like, no, that's it looks like too much like crack for me. I'm not doing it. And I was like, I'll try anything twice. And so I did it. And when I tell you, the moment it hit the back of my throat, I started, like, I could feel my throat close.
Yeah.
And I, like, immediately ran into the bathroom. I, like, coughed. And then, I think I told you this because I think it was the start of esophageal issues for me. Because
yes.
I, like, literally could not, like, couldn't breathe. My
yes,
life was flashing before my eyes.
Oh my God.
And I was like in the bathroom at this bachelorette party and being like, should I go get help?
Right. Am I going to pass out the bathroom?
Or do I just die in this bathroom? Which one is more embarrassing?
Right. Which
fortunately I did start being able to. But I then preceding that had never been so high.
That's the problem. I think, what is the science with if you cough, you're just 20 times higher?
Like, I walked into a room and one of the girls was like, are you okay? What happened? You look like someone just died. And I was like, I almost just died.
It was me. Wow.
But anyway.
That's a bachelorette party for you. I'll tell you that.
What are you doing for the fourth?
I don't know. I might go to the hot dog eating contest.
Wow.
I know.
Whatever floats your boat.
I know. Well, I told my BF about that and he was like, really thought that was, and I was like, yeah, I guess it is kind of fun. Like, I haven't done it in years. Or I don't know. Do I feel like celebrating America right now?
No.
Not really. Not particularly. But is it an excuse to, I guess, like, have fun? Kind of. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to Miami.
What do people do these days? You're oh, that's right. You guys, Chris is a jet setter. He's going to Miami. In the blink of an eye, he said, I'm flying out.
I'm trying to be more spontaneous, trying to put myself out there more, trying to say yes more. Am I hating every moment of it? Yes.
Yeah. Well, for travel, especially, travel. My body is right now, I think, revolting against me because they're like, I dare you to take us on a trip again. I fucking dare you.
I'm just living out of suitcases. I haven't even unpacked.
Oh, no.
I think fully unpacked from LA, I realized today, because I looked at my suitcase and I was like, did I ever unpack that?
Oi. Oi. But your friends are there. They were like, you should come. And you were like, watch me.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
And now look at you. And I've never been to Miami. It's not really my vibe. Like, when I think about my vibe, it's not Miami. Because, like, Miami is just, like, hot people by water, right?
How is that not your vibe?
It could be my vibe. Yeah. You're right about that. I don't know why I said that. But there's not much to do other than be hot and drink. And that's not my vibe.
I feel like there is other things to do in Miami.
Oh, what is there to do?
I mean, what is there to do anywhere if you think like that? Like, what are you looking to do?
I mean, like, your girl loves, like...
That's like saying, like, there's nothing to do in New York.
Oh, wow. Is it? But, like, Broadway shows? Are there shows there?
I'm sure there's shows, but they're not on Broadway.
Honestly, I've never been to Miami, so I do apologize.
That's why Jesse's living in New York for the quick access to Broadway shows.
So I do apologize. Maybe I should go.
I've never been either.
Screw it. Maybe I should go. Honestly, I think I would love a yacht. I've been watching so much Below Deck. I'm like, somebody get me on a yacht and just get me on that yacht. Like, let me, I'll either carry a tray or I will lounge like Erica Jane and pass out on a sofa.
People love Miami.
People love Miami. And the outfits are fierce. So I could see myself literally taking a dress of mine and just cutting it up and then being like, Miami, here I come.
Well, that's my, I'm not feeling my, at the top of my game.
Fashion wise?
Yeah, like in general, like confidence wise.
Oh. Why? You were just in LA on a big fun trip.
I wasn't feeling myself there either.
Really?
It's been like a couple months of just like,
oh,
a
no.
negative mindset, but I'm trying to fake it as best I can until it becomes reality.
Yes, definitely.
So we'll see.
I think Miami, you bring the color, you bring the heat.
I am bringing, I'm bringing very bold clothes.
Good. That's the trick.
But, you know, it's sometimes tough.
It is sometimes tough. Right now, I have a pimple between my eyes, which is absolutely hurtful to me.
I can't see it, so that's a positive.
That is a positive. I am wearing glasses, but that's to hide it, and that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I had two little zits on either side inside my nose last week.
It makes me feel like a bulldog, if that makes sense.
I always feel like a bulldog.
I literally had a pimple like this in Forgotten Animals. Like, we shot over two weekends, and in the middle, I got this massive, like, cystic pimple between my eyes, which I was like, continuity, is this bad? Like, I was like, what am I supposed to do?
What did you do?
It's like a strat. Well, knowing me, I said, I'll fix it. I'll pop it. I actually know what I'll do. I'll pop it. And did I make it
worse?
15 times worse?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And in some scenes, I can see it. It's the only thing I can see.
Oh, if there's something I dislike about myself during filming something, that's all I see every time I watch it.
Absolutely. So me and my pimple had a great performance in it. What a time it was. I mean, I'm so proud of it, and I'm glad that at some point we'll get to reshoot it, because I'd love to do it with a clear face. I really would. Mm-hmm. I would love to. I think the character needs a clear face. I do. I think it sets her apart, you know? But that pimple, that's the one that really gets in my head. When I have that, I'm like, I don't feel good about this.
I guess, I don't know. I need to like start working out on the reg again, I think.
Me too. Moving my body would be great.
I'm just feeling very blah.
And you love to rumble.
But I haven't in a while.
Okay. Maybe you rumble at some point.
Because, you know, you get out of it and then it's like, ugh.
I know. Because you were going like
I was going a lot. I mean, I went like last week, I think.
Well, but you were moving. Oh, good. But yeah, moving means you can't do anything. That's what I think.
When was I moving? I wasn't moving last week.
Not last week, but I'm saying like in the last few months, you had a big move.
I painted yesterday.
The living room?
Yeah.
What does it look like now? I got to see Chris's place 2 days ago, and it's so cute.
Thank you. Jesse said that it felt very homey. That made me feel nice.
It did. I felt so at home. Also, thank God. So did you finish the documentary?
Of course I did.
Of course. And do you love? It's so good.
Can you see it?
Oh, yes. What's the detail on it?
It's navy blue, the wall.
Yeah.
And then the little dot clusters.
Yeah.
Are like a bright yellow and like a turquoisey, like teal.
I love that.
And I just did a Q-tip.
Look at it. You're an artist.
Thank you. I am good at a home repair. What can I say? I did that in like 2 hours.
It's really incredible. I don't know why I didn't use you more during my renovations.
No, and trust me, before you didn't see what I could do before.
I really did. I mean, and I never think people like to do it.
I get.
Because I don't like to do it, you know?
That's fair. I think that I also am very, like, decisive in things like this.
Yeah.
Where I'm like,
that's a great
skill. I'm just going to do it. But then, like, that's why I had to repaint the wall, because I didn't like the finished product.
But I think that's better. I hate when people have to wait on things or, like, put different paint splotches on the wall and walk by it for a week. I'm like, Deborah, they're all different
shades
of
white. Who gives a shit? Who cares?
Stop. It's so dumb.
I can't.
It's embarrassing. Then they get everyone's opinion. I'm like, you're not going to listen to me.
No,
I don't know why you're asking me.
Nothing. Yes, I know exactly.
It drives me crazy.
Like, I'm like, why are you asking me when I'm telling you? And you're like, I don't know. I really like the other one. Okay.
Then go with the light blue instead of the like teal blue. It's too much.
But you don't like that one. No. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I'm just your sounding board. I'm like, also, I think if you just make a decision, you'll either be like, I like it, or I don't like it, and then you can change it. But sitting with swatches and different colors and asking people, I'm like, now you're playing with fire.
And
now you're gonna get in your head and live with it.
No.
How dare you?
It's like when people measure to hang paintings and stuff.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
I'm like. Just knock it in the wall. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm like, eyeball it. Who's measuring things? The distance between? I'm always like, throw it up. I mean, mine aren't even. They just go pop, pop, pop.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I've never.
And then when people do it, I'm like, that's stunning. Like, you are a scientist, like, living among us.
But is it worth it?
But is it worth it?
That's the question. We have to ask that question.
That is the question. I know. And I do have friends that will come in and be like, that's uneven. Let me fix it. And I'll go, all right.
But I'll be like, it was supposed to be like that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's art. It's interpretive. And that was me in high school. And I felt uneven at that point in my life.
I've felt uneven since the day I was birthed.
Yeah. A little bit like Quasimodo. He had like a sideways walk. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That was too bad, huh?
That was so, so too bad. I tried to watch that movie a little bit ago and it started and I said, who the hell greenlit this?
I was watching
Who the hell?
The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
Because I love it. It's a good feel good. But wow, talk about things that
don't hold up.
Do not hold up. The whole,
I've never seen The Wedding Singer.
I mean, it's like a heartwarming story, but there's a lot of like transphobic things and fatphobic things.
God.
That are like nowadays. At the time, they weren't even, I think, thought of as offensive.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, yikes.
Yeah.
Have you watched? I just watched the Beverly Hills episode from last night.
I didn't. I was just watching Ultimate Girls Trip.
Oh my God, me too. I'm only like 20 minutes in though.
So good. I mean, at the beginning, you get that very funny fight with Tamra.
I mean, Dorinda is fucking out of control. I think Dorinda's crazy.
And I do have to say, because I'm like, I get it. And I've stayed in houses like this, but I love a host that's like, welcome to my home, make yourself at home. And there is nothing worse than when you get to someone's home and they're like, here are the rules. No shoes, no eating, don't breathe in the West Wing. Come right down this way, up that staircase. Yeah. Tea is served at 4. I'm like, what happens if I miss tea? Where all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble in this house. I'm a kid again. I'm going to get grounded. I'm going to miss curfew. I know myself. And sometimes I just want to close the door and like no one talk to me.
Yeah. I don't like a all day schedule. I like we're doing our own thing during the day. Dinner's at 8.
Yeah, I love that.
I like a deadline dinner. So I'm like, I know we're all going to be meeting at this dinner. We can be dressed up.
Yes.
That's when the party's going to go down.
Yeah,
I will be ready to party by then.
Right. Possibly an activity in the afternoon that's optional.
Optional. And I'm going to like do it for a bit and then be like, actually, I'm going to go take a nap and I'm going to eat chips in bed.
Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah, it was just I really think people that can't open their home that way shouldn't have guests. Like, I understand those are people I think that want you to see their home, but don't actually want you to live in it.
I feel like Dorinda wanted to be the central focus of the show.
Yeah, gives her all the power.
And I mean, I also, because I just got to where Brandy's like, I feel like Vicky, Tamra, and Dorinda are in a Housewives off, like where they're just trying to like out Housewives the other. But I'm like, if Dorinda's trying to get back in Real Housewives, this is like, she's exactly the same way she was when she got kicked off.
Yeah, they all are. They're who they are is the thing. But it's just wild. Like,
oh, it's,
I think about that, you know, when you like let someone borrow your clothes.
Yes.
You can't be like, here's my jacket. Please don't wear it like this and put it like that and fold it like this. It's like you have to give and go.
I'm letting someone borrow like a clothing item.
Yeah.
Unless I make a big stink about being like, I need this back.
Right.
I just assume I'm never getting it back.
It's gone forever. I've given it to you. It's a gift.
It's the same thing when I like pay for something for someone. I assume when I'm paying for that, I'm never seeing that money again.
Me too. There's just no way it's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe this is something I have to work on, but I'm always like, it's so tacky to remind somebody or unless we talk about like Venmoing.
We were
right
raised
now.
Like that also.
Yeah.
Where it was like tacky to talk about
money.
Yeah. But anyway, I know we talked a little on the Patreon, but I would love to hear more about your trip.
The trip. The trip was so fun. We went to a casino, which I do love a casino. I really do. The vibe at a casino is mixed.
Spooky sexy.
It's mixed. Spooky sexy. That's it.
And it's spooky because it's not, not that it's like Halloween spooky, that it's like this is what my life could turn into if I'm not careful.
I'll tell you this. If you look around, I'm like, 50% of these people could be ghosts.
It's rare to see a smile at a casino.
No. Nobody, there's no emotion across the board, which I can't understand for the life of me.
Yeah. No, I agree on that.
Yeah. And like sometimes I wish I could have gone into the poker room that was like $100 a hand or something to watch. But, you know, they don't let you do that, which is upsetting.
And can I say, for the most part, there's no hot people at casinos. Even hot people become not hot as soon as they step into a casino.
100%. Like Yeah, everybody is a lot of older clientele.
Have you ever seen a hot person in Vegas? That's my question to you.
I've never even been to Vegas.
Don't bother.
I'm that hot.
There's no hot people there.
I believe it.
That's there what was I like hear. I hear that Miami is Vegas, but with hot people.
Okay, well then that's great potential.
But
that's great potential. No, I don't think I saw like there was a bachelor party or like a group of guys that felt like a moving frat.
Ooh.
And it also felt like everybody in the casino hated these men because they would put stuff down and then be like, oh, or like make loud noises, which you can't do in a casino. You shouldn't breathe loudly in a casino.
No, I don't even speak.
I don't speak. I don't want to whisper. But I did. I had fun and I did try to make friends with everybody there. That's my God-given right. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way that I can have fun is if I feel like everyone's having fun, which the one guy next to me was lost, I don't know, $2,000 in less than a second. Mm. And I wanted to give him a hug and tell him Godspeed. But he, you know, there was no emotion there.
There was.
I almost cried.
No, yeah, I'm sure things aren't great for him.
I know.
At home, you know.
Because
we're
know.
Not even so talking about Vegas, okay? We're talking about like a rural casino.
Yeah, that's even worse.
You'd have to drive there. Was there a hotel connected or people just driving there?
Yeah, there was a hotel connected.
Was it nice?
And the hotel, it was nice.
Well, that's nice. I love a nice hotel.
Me too. We got like a suite. It was like very cute. Big bathroom. I love a big bathroom. I could live in a big bathroom.
Can I tell you a pet peeve I have about hotels?
Give it.
When you have to pay for the Wi-Fi.
I know.
Excuse me?
For what?
For the fuck what? I'm paying, what, $250? And don't tell me it's a smart TV if it is, in fact, not.
Yeah. That's sometimes I don't understand because when you go to like a cheap hotel, they're like breakfast included. You know, everything, it's all or nothing. There's like a crappy, everything though is there. And then when you go to a nice hotel, they're like, welcome. Breakfast costs money and it's very expensive. Wi-Fi is additional. Like if you want us to wake you up, the robes, put them on. But if you stain them,
they're yours
dead.
And
you're
paying hundreds
dead man walking. Thousands of dollars this robe that is okay at best.
$8 for a bottle of water. You can't throw me a couple of bottles of water in a hotel.
I think that's so mean. And they do it on purpose because they know you're traveling. Then they have that mini bar and the prices. At this hotel, they had this like big mini bar and the woman was like, it is weight sensitive. So if you take something off or sneeze on it wrong, you're going to get charged. I was like, what?
Like, bitch.
Weight sensitive?
I'm not allowed to have a fucking Kit Kat.
I can't have a Kit Kat, so that means also I could have half a Kit Kat, and you'd only charge me for half? What?
I did eat the Kit Kat in the hotel room in Spain. I don't know how much it was. Hundreds of dollars?
Good for you. I'm sure it was hundreds of dollars.
It was like midnight, and I was drunk and starving.
It was probably cheaper, because they don't do it as, like, in the U.S., it's really like a manipulation system.
When I was in L.A., I paid $8 for a bottle of water, because they knew, and I was like, well, they got me.
Yeah, they got me. What am I supposed to do? In LA, it's like it's hard to just walk to find water. You have to drive everywhere. So I don't even know. But the place, it was nice. They did this thing too where we checked in. They're like, there is a casino cost or something about like just breathing in the area costs extra. You're like, okay, that's not on the website, but fun. And then, but it was a really fun time and I did really love the hotel and I had a great time at the casino. So actually it was a great time for me. He won like $200 playing roulette,
yeah.
Russian roulette, which is cool. And to be honest, for some reason, I'm like, that's kind of a hot game and I don't know why. I think I love it because it's like you're just reckless. There is no skill, you know?
I mean, it's hot that he's just throwing down money and being like, who cares?
Yeah, and he'd be like, I don't know, there are all those rules, and then he was winning, and I was like, oh my God, I lost like almost immediately like all the money that I had. So I said, I'm going to stick to the slots, but I am going to watch you. And he was great.
Did you go out for dinner?
We like ate, yeah, at one of the places.
How was that?
That was good. I'm a huge fan of dinner. That's when I started drinking martinis, which was a real choice I made, but I loved
it. Did you black out?
Yeah, I did. No, because I think the martinis that they gave me then when I was like playing in the casino, I'm like, do these even have alcohol in them?
When I was in Spain. One of my friends, we were at the restaurant and he ordered a dirty martini, but it was very clear that they did not know. Or he ordered a dirty vodka martini and they were like, okay, martini with vodka. And then they brought a martini and then the guy had a bottle of vodka.
Wow.
And so then he starts like pouring it into the martini and is like, say when, but like he takes the martini, dumps it into a bigger glass.
Oh.
And I was like, I think he made a regular martini and he thinks that you also want vodka.
Like a shot of vodka. Oh,
and I'm
wow.
like, that's why they're looking at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
Because they're not understanding. And everyone else at the table was like, no, no. They put it in. Of course, it's now a vodka and gin martini.
Right. Oh.
In like a bell jar, like, or a ball jar.
Oh my God. That's a rough ride.
And I was like, you guys, we have to drink it. We'll all share it. I took a sip. It was catastrophic. Tasted like, I mean,
death on a stick.
Literally taste it like if you drank the whole thing, you'd die. But
yeah, death through a straw. That's not good.
What are you going to do? I've drank worse.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times I'm like, grin and bear it, girl. Grin and bear it.
That's how I've gotten through most of my entire life.
I love that.
Grin and bear it.
So we did that. And then we went to the house in the
countryside. You know,
countryside with chickens outside, which we love. And actually, humble brag, we did one of the Patreons is us as chickens, so you really should listen to that.
A hallmark as chickens. We're not dressed up as
fire.
Chickens,
of course not, although of course I do love that type of outfit. I love a feather, you know. I do.
You always have.
We went hiking one day because I'm a wilderness girl through and through.
Did you see any other animals?
Oh
yeah.
Oh, lots of deer, but deer aren't really that
exciting.
I see deer all the time. Yeah. And then bugs. I have bug bites all over my legs, which is, I knew that. And I was covering myself with bug spray, but I'll tell you what, and I don't know what this means, and I'd love a scientist to tell me, but my blood, very sweet. Bugs love
mosquitoes love me as well.
And what does that mean about us? Like, we're just empathetic. We're just like, are sweet by nature. We've eaten so much sugar. What does it mean?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because we lotion.
We do lotion. It is good to lotion.
I lotion. So I think maybe I smell fresh on my skin.
But it's been since I was a kid. Like, since I was a kid, if, like, me, my brother, and my sister were sitting outside, we'd go inside and I'd have 20 bug bites and they'd have nothing.
Listen, this.
I'd be like, feast a la Jesse.
Yeah, no, I get bug bites in my apartment in New York City. Like,
that's upsetting.
What are you going to do?
I know. There's really nothing you can do. I am getting nervous about summer because I just like, I feel bugs around and I don't like that.
And there's more bugs this year, I think, than there has been in past years.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Because of COVID, we like gave them so much more opportunity to spurn and.
Ew.
Make more.
Please, no.
Oh, God. I had so many nights. I slept, like, just terribly last night.
Wait, do you remember other dreams?
No, it was just a lot of heavy tossing, turning. But, like,
I
because,
you
know,
me
sometimes
too.
I remember them, sometimes I don't.
Yeah. Like I said, I was literally chloroformed, like, 18 times and just, what a time.
Just fixing my bangs.
They look stunning. I love them. Should we do a hallmark?
I don't know. Should we? We're already going for a long time.
I mean, we're grooving and we're moving, but what are we saying?
Well, we're saying that we woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
We're doing the best we can.
We can do it. Okay. We can do a short hallmark. Some of us, I have to.
Okay, you've got a heart out, and I love that for
well,
you.
Well, it's not that hard of an out. I mean, I do have, like, 1:15 is a heart out for me. I have other
recordings
I have to do, and, you know.
Busy as a bee, as they say.
Listen, she's booked, she's bee. Busy, and she's...
She's booked, she's busy.
Bitching.
Itching about it. I love that. That's honestly, that should be the phrase.
I don't know what's going on, you know?
I think you're just, maybe get yourself a big old iced coffee, put on a cape of some sort. Okay, you have one. Yeah. Or a... I might go to Buffalo Exchange, and that always cheers me up. I might bring some clothes that are, like, that I don't wear because they either don't fit or I just don't like them anymore.
I guess we can do a Hallmark, but you have to start it.
Okay. So we are going to do a Hallmark, you whores. Okay. So...
Or should we do improv?
We haven't done improv in so long.
I know. Should we do that?
Okay. Yeah, I love that. It's been... I love that.
Okay. I'm going to look up that website where we get a word.
I love that. You guys, it's so important to work out your mind as much as your body. And yes, I do have a parrot on my shoulder.
You do have a parrot on your shoulder.
Some people won't believe it, but it is true. It's an accessory I chose for today. Thank you.
Do you want to start with a line or an emotion? Oh, this is a fun line. I'm going to start with it.
Okay. Okay, you're starting. Okay.
There's something I need to say, and I need you to promise that you won't get mad.
Hey, that really makes me nervous, and I don't even know if I can promise that, but why don't you just tell me what it is?
This is really hard for me to say.
No, I know. This is a safe space. Is it bad? Like, really bad?
It's really bad. Remember your boyfriend?
Yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy. Your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah. He bought the diner in town. He bought the diner.
The
diner.
Okay.
The diner.
He bought the diner. You sold him the diner?
Well, listen, we've had it up. I've had it up for sale for, what, years? And no one's bought it. I have such...
But it's my safe place. You know that.
But you're the only one. I mean, there's days where I maybe have five other customers. I can't keep things afloat with just my regulars.
I post about it all the time, though.
But you have no followers.
Yeah, but I tag it and stuff, and I think that you sold him the diner?
Well, listen, he's young, up-and-coming chef. He has a big social following that love his simple takes on classic foods.
He cheated on me.
But
and you know that.
I do know that, but I need you to look at this from a business perspective. Because our relationship has never left the diner. I mean, we met because I was working here. So, it's really just owner of the diner, customer of a diner.
I feel like we're closer than that. I feel like I open up to you and I tell you a lot. I also feel like I come here on holidays.
Yeah.
We're practically family.
I mean, I have a real family, which you don't even ask about. I don't think you've ever asked me questions about myself.
Because honestly, it feels like a threat to me because it feels like you have, it's like even the way you just said it, I have other, it's like I just have you and you know that.
Well, I have my wife and I have, you know, my kids who are all going to college in the fall. They're triplets. I need to sell the diner to make a deposit so that they can all go to Tisch in New York City.
Oh my God, that's such an expensive school.
I know. Tell me about it. Wow. It's their dream. Yes. They're a dance team.
Oh, they dance?
The three of them.
Together.
Yeah.
That's really, what a gimmick.
Well, it's not really a gimmick.
Well, just because they're triplets, I meant.
Yeah, but I mean, they just like to dance.
Well, I've never even seen your husband.
My wife?
I meant your wife.
Did you think that I was gay?
No, no, no. A little.
Oh.
I thought that you were... if I'm being honest, in this moment, I didn't think you had a family.
Mm.
And I thought that you sometimes said it because you were trying to set a boundary with me. But I didn't think they were real.
You thought I was you thought I was gay and I was making up having a wife and kids.
Yeah. I thought you were sort of making a beard for yourself.
Oh, listen...
Which is fine, and I support that, of course.
I mean, that's not what I was doing.
No, never.
But really, I've no...
I wouldn't think that.
Maybe you still think that I'm lying.
I think that I accept and love you for however and whoever you love and are. I'll say that.
I'm not convinced you know my last name.
Rakowski?
It's Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick was my second guess.
The diner's called Fitzpatrick's.
I know, but that's so on the nose. I didn't think you would just name it after your last name.
Okay. Well, anyway, we are closing today for a couple weeks before Sebastian takes over because he wants to...
Scare me.
Oh, he goes by Sebastian now.
What?
He said that back when he was Jeremy and he was dating people like you, he was a different person. And now that he's gone to culinary school, really perfected his craft. He was in France.
He's rebranded himself?
Yeah, that's, as Sebastian.
As Sebastian, which I don't know about you, but I only think of like the bad guy in The Hills and the crab in Little Mermaid. So I don't know if that's a good move.
Well, I don't have much to do with that. He's
okay. Well,
no last
I'm not
name,
trying to nitpick.
Sebastian.
I will just leave you with this invitation to my wedding.
Oh, are you getting married?
I am marrying myself.
Of course.
And I am having a big ceremony, and I would love for you to be there.
Is any
and bring your family or whoever you want.
Is anyone else invited or attending?
Yeah, I've sent out tons of invitations.
Has anyone RSVP'd?
Well, it says no need to RSVP because I just don't want to keep track of stuff like that.
Where is the wedding?
It's in my backyard.
Oh.
So
didn't
it's gonna be intimate.
Don't you live
it's
in an
romantic.
Apartment complex?
Well, yes, but it has amenities. So we have a really nice communal space in the back. And I think it's
the
gonna
parking
be lovely.
Lot?
Well, yeah, but have you seen it? It's massive.
Yeah, it's a parking lot. It's full of cars.
Yeah. Put a, you know, pave paradise and put up a parking lot. And if you ask me, I think both are paradise.
All right. Well, I'll drop off a slice of blueberry pie and...
Oh, that's so sweet of
I'll
you.
I'll have it sent. Okay. I guess I'll see you around.
Okay. I love you.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, no.
Bye.
And scene.
How fun.
Oh, this is the fun line. Are you ready for it? You have to start with it.
Oh, I start with it. Okay.
It's I'd like to return this for a refund.
I'd like to return this for a refund.
Oh, of course. Was there something wrong with the blouse?
Yes. It's just a little bit too kind of like old lady.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm still young, so it doesn't fit my personality is what I realized.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I remember selling this to you. Wasn't it just, what, last week?
Yeah. I mean, last week I definitely like, I don't know. I love it here because when I shop here, it's like I'm the youngest girl like for miles. You know, this is such like an old aunt store, which I love.
I'm sorry. If you don't mind my asking, how?
24.
Oh, okay. Wow. You are younger than I thought.
Yeah, I'm 24. So
I am 23, but I did think that you were younger.
Oh my God. I thought that you were like, you know, definitely like aunt vibes.
Well, coastal grandmother style is really in, actually.
Is it?
Well, I studied fashion at the Institute of Technology.
Wow.
In New York City. I graduated from there 2 years ago, and then that's how I ended up working at this boutique.
And I mean, I think it's super cute. And I kind of think that if like more young people shopped here, it would be cool. But because a lot of your clientele are grandmas, it's just like, I don't know, not cool for me.
Who's grandmother?
Just like grandmas.
Okay, fine. You know what? We'll return the blouse. I would love to return.
I'm sorry. Did I offend
No, you? Not at all.
Are you sure?
I'm I feel positive.
Like... Okay. Because it feels like there's just like a tad... Like a tint of tension. Just like there was like a through
line.
Like
tension?
The air.
Do you feel
got,
tension?
It's tight. It's tight. Yeah, it feels tight.
Oh, speaking of, I feel tension in this blouse or a lack thereof.
What do you mean?
It seems like maybe you wore it.
No, the tag, I think, is still on. So I don't
it's
think
tucked
I wore
back,
it.
Back, but I can see that there was sweat stains on it. So it does seem as though there's on the tag itself, even. Seems like maybe you tucked it in, wore it a few times.
I don't think so.
You did. I mean, we're friends on Instagram because when we were talking last time you were here and you convinced me to give you a discount and we...
Oh my God, yes. I didn't recognize you. That's so funny.
I got bangs.
It's the bangs. Wow. Are you having a crisis or was this a fashion choice?
Are you having a crisis or...
What do you mean?
Well, it's just you seem like you're the one that's maybe having the crisis.
I mean, I am in my like lower 20s. So like that's, I'm so pretty much in a crisis. So, oh.
Lower.
Well, that even explains the bangs.
Maybe you should get bangs. I don't know.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have such a small forehead. I feel like it wouldn't be needed for me. I get it for you just because of...
It's too bad you couldn't get them on your chin, you know, because of the big chin that you have.
Oh, the strong chin that I have. It's a strong chin.
It's like
for
Jay
sure.
Leno. Yeah.
Yeah. It's John Travolta. It's cute. Mm. It's got a little...
I know
what
John
I mean?
Travolta. He's my father. He helps me open this store.
John Travolta is your father?
Mm-hmm. Not the one you're thinking of, but it's...
Oh.
That's his name.
Wow.
And he also has a Saturday Night Fever. Because he has COVID right now. But...
I just saw the movie Two-Face. No, I just saw the movie Face Off, and that you're
I'm not familiar.
Oh, wow. Well, it's with... Anyhow, it was cool.
Is someone in that?
John Travolta is
my
in
dad
it.
Or the actor?
The actor. Is your dad a performer?
No, he's an accountant.
Oh, yeah. So your dad probably wouldn't.
What does your dad do?
My dad is a chef.
At a restaurant?
A baker. He's a baker.
Oh, that's gay.
What?
It's just a feminine thing for a man to be a baker.
Really? I feel like whenever you see baking shows, a lot of men are in it.
Hmm. Interesting.
But I don't know. He just like loves to bake.
I don't have time to watch TV because I'm too busy with working.
Oh, that makes sense. Are you guys going to come up with like new stuff or is this like it for the season?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. What?
We'll have some fresh prints.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good, good, good.
Do you?
I want to see that FIT, you know, thing.
You want to see something fit? Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah. Or
I know what like you fat. Meant and I was throwing it back at you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll catch it
anyway,
next time.
Did you want this return on the card or cash?
Cash would be incredible.
Sorry, we don't offer cash, actually. It has to go on the card.
Okay.
Do you have the same card? It was ending in BITCH. I mean, 6122.
I do think that you are mad, it feels, but...
Who are you? Are you talking to me?
No, I was talking to myself. Okay, so that's fine. Honestly, tell you what, why don't you keep the money because yeah, I feel like you need
you can
it.
Have the money. It seems like you need sure? the money more than I need the money.
It feels like you really need it. So
I you're think the one that drove all the way down here.
I know because I just really don't want this blouse.
Well, you're the one that
felt
bought it
mean
and wore
to
it.
Throw it out.
And I saw you wearing it on Instagram.
I know. So why don't you keep the money?
Okay. I think you can keep it. So why don't we split it?
Tell you what, let's split it.
And you can have my half because I don't need it.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
I'm so sure, sweetie.
Okay, thanks, doll.
All right, you're welcome, girly.
Okay.
Bitch. Oh, so stupid.
God, isn't that the meanest thing to do when someone's like, you know what? Sounds like you need it, so you keep it. It's like,
oh, it's so funny. I had said that I would say that like two people went at returns at the grocery store.
Yeah.
When they'd be really rude, I'd be like, no, it seems like you really need it. Let's get it for you.
Let's get it for you. I'll see if I can throw in an extra, okay?
Okay, let's want to do one more.
I do indeed.
Haven't we met before?
Oh my God. Jill?
Yes, Jill.
Oh my God, Jill.
Jill
yes.
Pozzoni.
Jill Pozzoni, first of all, you look...
Well, we met on the Long Island Railroad.
Wow, that was it.
We met on the Long Island Railroad. When was that? Wow. That was back in...
What? Like...
Or 2011? 2012?
2011, I
was
think.
Taking
oh,
the
yeah,
girls
maybe.
To dance. I remember that.
God, I remember that too, because I was taking the boys to soccer.
Oh, and then the boys and the girls.
Boys and the girls
hung out for a
fight,
bit and
hung
fought.
Out and were fighting a little bit. But
because
they were
it was your little
well.
Bitch of a son, I remember.
I think that it's been a while, so it is hard to sort of remember what happened. But I do believe.
We'll let bygones be bygones.
Oh, yeah. Let's not bring it up.
You look great.
I actually, thank you. Oh my God, thank you for saying that. I did get a little a little work done.
Me
just
too.
Just a nip and a tuck here Me and there. Too. Nothing big. Did you?
I got a little nip, tuck, squeeze, turn.
Squeeze.
Dip it, pop it, twerk it, stop it. Yeah.
Stop it. Oh my God. Because I don't want to say it, but I will. Your tits are high.
High, right?
They are looking perky.
They stay up. Let me tell you something. Sleeping is a nightmare. I can barely sleep because they're right on my chest at all times.
Sure. Ooh, that's
But yeah. it's worth it. I can titty fuck with the best of them.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you look, did you have your eye color changed?
I did. I was over the brown. Everyone's got brown hair, brown eyes. I said,
I know.
I want to stand out. So I did go green, which I think is
It's beautiful. And what did you have? Is that you had your tongue cut into snake?
I broke up with, well, me and Peter left.
Oh, sorry.
Really upsetting. But I did find out that I am more sexual than I thought. Yeah,
I saw it was on the news. I saw Peter was on the news, right? He's in a penitentiary now.
Yeah. Well, I don't. He made his own choices.
So is my Robert. I got it. I got it.
Oh, Robert too.
Yeah. All the good ones go to jail.
I guess.
But
I, you know, I really don't speak of him anymore, and I think that he stifled me in a lot of ways.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah. So, and I decided I jumped back into sort of the single pool in the kink field, if you will.
Wow.
And but the tongue thing kind of came out of nowhere, but I'm very animalistic mm-hmm. when
I can see that.
Yeah. And so I saw someone else with it and I said, that's so me. It's wild.
I had my vagina sewn shut.
Wow.
Just briefly.
What? Oh, okay.
Because I was dating a lot of men, and I'd say, you want it, you have to pay to have it reopened. It costs money.
I
it costs
like
a lot of money.
That.
So until I dated someone that had the money, I was staying shut.
Good for you.
It did get infected. I had to have it opened.
Oh,
it turned out
that
I was not. It was not a doctor I was seeing. It was a friend of a friend who was wearing a white coat, I thought.
Oh, sure. I would have, too.
Yeah.
Who wears a white coat that isn't a doctor?
No. But anyway, I'm on the mend, but I'm feeling just
that.
Light, bright, tight, out of sight.
You look it. You really do look it. I have to say that. You really do.
Well,
I wouldn't think that you've had kids. I wouldn't think that you've lived however long you have.
67
I wouldn't
years.
Have thought it. Stop
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't look a day over. I mean, I wouldn't even say over the hill. I would think in the 30s. I really would.
Oh my
would.
God, thank you so much.
I mean
it. You as well. Listen, I hope everything works out. I did see that you're implicated in the charges with...
Well, yes. Yeah. But as Erica Jane would say, you can't trust anybody in the court
exactly.
system.
Just like
and people
money
lie.
Can't buy you class. She's full of excerpts.
She really is. So currently right now, yes, I'm quote implicated. But I think it's going to be totally, I'm not worried. Let me put it that way.
I think so, too. You're going to beat those charges.
I'm going to beat those charges. And I'm excited for myself and my kids for that. I mean, they're grown up, but I talk to them a lot. And one of them is representing me. So I'm lucky that he's a lawyer. Yeah.
Wait, is that my watch on your wrist? Did you just take my watch?
Do we have the same watch?
It was on my wrist. And then we were talking. I was immersed and... Now it's...
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. Klepto hands are back. When I'm nervous, I'm a little nervous right now because I haven't seen you in so long.
Oh.
And when I'm nervous, I
You steal.
I steal. I do. Is that bad?
It's not good.
It's actually really... it's popular in the kink community. People love that. It's a fetish to steal.
I don't know
steal.
That is.
Well, I think that it depends where you go.
I grew up in the kink community. I don't remember that.
You. Well, it's changed a lot, I'm sure, since when you were...
Well,
I mean...
All right. Seems like we're veering down to the old you. And so I'm going to...
No.
I'm going to go ahead and...
Wait, can I just, before you go, I have to say that I saw you...
Please don't touch
sobbing.
My necklace.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even realize I was doing it. But I saw you sobbing outside the mall. I think you were saying something along the lines of, if my car gets declined at TJ Maxx, where can I shop? And I thought about stopping. I really did.
Well,
But
thing is, between the two of us, one of us is a Maxinista and one of us is a fashionista. And I'm wearing jewels and you're stealing jewels. So you tell me who was crying at TJ Maxx. I haven't entered a mall since 1997. I mean, I'm very wealthy. So wherever you heard that I was at TJ Maxx, I think you were incorrect.
Am I wrong to say that I read somewhere you filed for bankruptcy? Or is that hearsay? I could have sworn.
When did you learn how to read?
Well, thank you for saying that. I did. After the whole Peter thing, I decided it was important to me that I was literate.
Oh, wow.
And I was
just trying to be rude. Did you really not know how to read?
I had no idea how to read.
Well,
I had no idea how to read. That's how I got in trouble in the first place. That ticket I got, I thought he wanted my autograph, and it was a whole legal shabam I had to figure out. But that was years ago. It doesn't even
listen,
matter.
Listen, I have to apologize. I didn't realize that you were struggling with that.
I was struggling. Yeah, it was difficult.
Wow. You think you know somebody.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I've always faked it till I maked it. And so I tricked a lot of people. I did.
Totally.
I mean, you know that I was a lawyer myself. And that I should be penalized for. But I did win a lot of cases. So no one's taking me back to court because they have nothing to complain about. But I didn't read a single thing.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. Well, if you wanted to just give me back my wallet, I will. I'll head out.
Oh my God. I'm humiliated. Yeah. Here's your wallet.
All right. I'll see you at the Hooked on Phonics meeting.
Are you also?
No, I was being rude because you keep stealing my stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Good to see you.
See you as well.
You as well.
Oh my God. That girl's a psychotic.
That girl's a dirty whore, kids. Don't pay attention.
You're talking to me still.
Oh, sorry. You look so
and
short
those are
from
my
a distance.
Kids that you're speaking.
and scene.
Oh,
wow.
Listen, guys. Happy 4th.
Wow. Happy frickin' 4th.
We love you.
We love you so much. If you want to see
kiss
how we
the
look,
bird on your shoulder.
Yeah, I did.
On that note,
run to the Patreon if you want to see
Jesse completely lose touch with reality.
Absolutely.
But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits, while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.